You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Bob?
Yeah, Chris?
What's this on my chair?
What?
This piece of paper with a circle on it and the letters T-U-I-T written inside the circle.
Oh, it's a round to it.
A round to it?
Yeah, I'm always asking you when you're going to get your work done, and you're always telling me when I get around to it. Well, now you got one, so can we get busy?
Ha ha, very funny, how droll. But it just so happens that I'm not the only one who says that. Isaac Morton has also been using that phrase a lot lately.
Maybe I should make him one, too.
I think Whit has something better in mind, and we'll find out what when our adventure in Odyssey begins, right after these messages.
Or when we get around to it, whichever comes first.
Ho ho, clever it is to laugh. And now, today's adventure in Odyssey.
Lewis and Clark finally came back to St. Louis. They had been gone 2 years and 4 months. They had been away for so long that many people thought they were dead. They had traveled more than 8,000 miles.
Please,
over
God,
mountains,
don't let him call
forts,
me next.
Rivers,
let him call
Pacific
him someone
Ocean
else. Isaac, what are you doing? What's it look like I'm doing? I'm praying. Please, I'll do anything. Just don't let him call land, on me. Forts, praying? Rivers, but why? Because I don't want Mr. Linder to call on me. Please, Lord, I don't ask for much. Call on you? You mean to reach a report? Bingo. Make the bell ring, Lord. Oh, please make it ring.
It was one of the most important journeys in our nation's history.
Thank you, Artie. That was a very nice report.
No, he's finished.
And since Isaac and Lucy felt the need to talk during most of it, I think one of them should go next.
No, please, not me. Not me, not me.
Well, who's it going to be? Lucy?
Yes. I've already done my report, Mr. Lindner.
No.
Oh, so you have. Okay, Isaac, it looks like you're...
saved!
All right, we'll pick up where we left off on Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Isaac, could you stay after for a few minutes, please?
Sure, Mr. Lindner. Something wrong?
No, I was just wondering how you were feeling.
Feeling? Well, fine, sir. Why?
Well, I noticed you were sort of scrunching down in your chair and squirming a lot during class. I thought you might not be feeling very well.
No, sir. I'm okay.
Sorry we didn't get to your report today. I am looking forward to it. It's on the reconstruction period after the Civil War, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And you don't have to be sorry about my not giving it today. Monday will be just fine.
I'm sure it will. You know, Isaac, when you've been teaching as long as I have, you get to where you can read students pretty well.
You do?
Mm-hmm. For instance, if I were to ask you to present your report to me right now, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
No, sir. But I will on Monday.
Uh-huh. You know, Isaac, you're an excellent student in every area but one. You seem to have a problem getting your work in when it's due.
I'm sorry it's late, Mr. Linder, but I ran out of time.
Well, I don't mean to doubt you, Isaac, but I did notice that you had time to go to the movies last Saturday.
How did you know?
I saw you standing in line at the mall theaters.
Oh. Well, I was just taking a break. I've been really busy lately. We've all got to relax, don't we?
Of course we do, Isaac, but the relaxing needs to come after the work is finished, okay?
Yes, sir.
Good. See you on Monday.
Yes, sir. And I will have the report. I promise.
This book is great, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy it, Isaac. I know how much you like outer space, astronauts, and rockets and everything. The illustrations in there are first rate in their detail.
Not only that, but they show everything really well.
Yeah, that too. Well, hello, young lady. What can I do for you this fine Saturday morning?
Well, I was wondering if you had any books on Isaac.
Isaac who?
No, that Isaac.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Well, I don't think we have any books about him, but I'll go and check.
Oh, and no, you don't have to. Oh, well. Isaac, what are you doing here?
Do you mean the mall, this bookstore, or the particular spot I'm standing in?
All three.
Well, I'm looking at this book. Why? Where should I be?
Well, after what happened in history class yesterday, I thought you'd either be at home or in the library doing your report. I mean, that's where you should be.
Is that so? And just why, may I ask, is that?
Well, that is what all the praying and whispering and staying after school is about, wasn't it? I mean, I just assumed and everything,
you assumed
that...
something bad about me. Thanks a lot, Lucy. Thanks a whole lot.
Isaac, wait, wait. I'm sorry, but when you didn't want to read your report, what was I supposed to think?
Well, not something bad, that's for sure.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
So, why didn't you want to read your report?
I had a good reason.
Which was?
It wasn't finished.
Isaac!
Now, don't give me that look. I have part of it done.
Which part?
The title page.
Isaac, we've had weeks to do this assignment.
I know, I know. I've just been really busy lately. I've got a lot of things going on.
Like what? Standing in the mall and looking at outer space books?
What are you, my mother? Look, not that it's any of your business, but it's only Saturday morning. I've got the rest of the weekend to do this report. Everything's under control, so don't worry about it, okay?
Okay, okay. You don't have to get hyper. It's your grade.
That's right, it is.
You just better not be doing this with our geometry project, that's all. Are you?
Am I what?
Waiting until the last minute to do our geometry project.
It depends.
On what?
On when our geometry project is due.
A week from Monday.
Really?
Isaac, we picked that date at the start of the semester. We decided to build a geodesic dome greenhouse. You're supposed to gather the figures. Don't you remember?
Of course I remember. What do I look like, a schmo?
So you have been gathering figures?
Yes, I've been gathering figures.
Then where are they?
What? Do you think I keep them in my back pocket?
I hope you keep them on several pieces of paper in a notebook. Where are they?
I have them.
Where?
Up here.
In your ear?
Very funny. In my head. Everything else is just scribbling anyway.
Isaac, that was okay for Mozart, but you aren't Mozart.
What are you so worried about? The deadline is still more than a week away. We've got plenty of time.
We've also had plenty of time. Look, Isaac, if you want to mess up your grade, fine. But don't mess up mine in the process.
Okay, okay. I'll go to the library right now. Will that make you happy?
Yes. Not as happy as it would have made me if you'd gone 2 weeks ago. But yes, it will make me happy.
All right, then. I'm going.
All right, then. Go.
Women.
I'll be at wit's end for a little while, and then at home if you want to call me. Men. He's even looked at any figures for our geometry project, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, you're probably right, Lucy, and from what you just told me, I doubt he'll do any looking this weekend either. Not with that report to do.
Yeah, he's doing it again.
What?
Waiting until the last minute. That's where Isaac lives.
Whit?
Hello, Dale.
Hi. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Mr. Jacobs.
Well, if you're looking for Robin or Melanie, I'm afraid I don't know where they are.
Oh, no, I do. They're at home. Actually, I'm looking for a friend of yours, Lucy. Isaac Morton.
Really?
He seems to be the man of the hour.
Oh? Well, how so?
Well, according to Lucy here, he has some schoolwork he's been putting off doing until the last minute.
Oh, really?
Does that mean something to you?
As a matter of fact, it does. You just described why I want to see him.
Not you, too.
I'm afraid so. You know that young people's page we put out every Saturday in the Times, Whit. You've had a couple of pieces published there, Lucy.
Sure.
Well, based on your recommendation, I contacted Isaac about doing some artwork for an upcoming edition about outer space. You told me he draws that sort of thing very well.
He does.
Well, he hasn't for me. I talked to him about it 3 weeks ago, and I have yet to see so much as a stick figure from him. And that edition is supposed to be out a week from today.
Boy, he's getting himself in deeper and deeper.
Do you know where he is?
Yes, sir. He's on his way to the library, if he hasn't gotten there already. I sent him myself.
To work on the other projects, I take it.
Uh-huh.
You gonna go see him, Dale?
No, I don't want to take him away from any schoolwork. I guess I can talk to him about it at church tomorrow.
I don't know if this will help, Mr. Jacobs, but I found Isaac this morning in a bookstore, looking at pictures of outer space.
Well, thanks, Lucy. That does help. At least I know he's thinking about it.
Who knows? Maybe he'll surprise us all. I mean, he is at the library.
I was just about to go into the library.
On a Saturday? Are you nuts?
I've got some work to do. You work hard all week. The
The weekend's the time to play. Haven't you ever seen those commercials?
Yeah, but...
Well, all right then. A bunch of us are meeting at the arcade to play Super Zappazoids 3. Jimmy Barkley got a whole bag of tokens, and he's taking on all challengers. Hop on, I'll give you a ride.
Well...
What are you waiting for? Come on!
I really have some stuff I need to do.
Suit yourself. I guess some people just don't want to have fun.
I want to have fun! I just have the stuff I have to do. He is right. The weekend is the time you're supposed to relax and play. But I really gotta get this stuff done. Work. Why do I always have so much work to do? Eh, I'll do it later.
Hey, Artie, wait up!
We'll hear more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Whit? John Whitaker.
Hello, Dale.
Hi. Have you seen Isaac?
Well, no, I haven't, but I know why. His folks conduct the services for a little church in Connellsville one Sunday a month.
And this is the Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I'll have to stop by his house later on tonight.
If you're talking about Isaac, Mr. Jacobs, I wouldn't count on him having your drawings ready. In fact, I wouldn't count on him having anything ready.
Why not, Lucy?
I just overheard some of the boys talking about the great Super Zappazoids 3 tournament they had yesterday at the arcade. Guess who won?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Isaac probably didn't go to the library at all yesterday.
Well, that's it. I've given him as much time as I can give him. I'll call him tomorrow and tell him I can't use him.
And I'm going to ask my geometry teacher if it's too late to get a new partner.
Well...
What?
Naturally, you should do what you think is right, but... I wonder if I can't persuade you to hold off for just one more day.
One more?
I know it's a lot to ask, but I think I have a way of getting what you want.
What if you can't?
Then I'll tell Isaac myself that you want a new partner and that you can't use his drawings. In fact, with what I've got planned, I have to tell him that anyway. What do you say, Dale?
Well, okay, Whit. It's your ball game.
Lucy?
Well, I guess I can wait. Is there anything we have to do?
Just tell Isaac I want to see him tomorrow after school at Whit's End. Hi, Isaac.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Lucy said you wanted to see me?
Well, yes, Isaac, I do, but not while you're in that mood.
Sorry, I guess I'm kind of upset.
No kidding.
I got a C on my history report.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Well, it is for me. I normally get A's.
Well, what made this one different?
That's what makes me so upset. It didn't have anything to do with the report itself. Mr. Linder said it was one of the best I'd ever done.
So, why the C?
Because I wrote it this weekend instead of having it ready last Friday.
Oh, well, was it due last Friday?
Well, technically, yes. But time ran out last Friday before everybody could present their reports.
But did Mr. Lindner make it clear when you started the assignment that it was due last Friday?
Well, yeah.
And did everybody else have their reports finished last Friday?
Well, yeah.
Everybody, except you.
Well, yeah.
So why'd you wait till the last minute to do yours?
Because the deadline was too soon.
Soon? Well, from what I've heard, you've had several weeks to do this report. Just like you've had the whole semester to gather figures for your geometry project.
You've been talking to Lucy.
Not just her, Isaac. Apparently you also had a problem with Dale Jacobs. Something about drawings you're supposed to do for him? 3 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. The drawings.
Ah, then I take it they're not finished.
Well, no. I haven't had the time.
Yeah, well, I think your time may be up with both Dale and Lucy.
What do you mean?
I mean, Dale doesn't want your drawings now, and Lucy doesn't want you as a geometry partner anymore.
Why do things like this always happen to me?
Why do you think?
Because I take on too many projects, that's why. My mom is right.
Your mom?
Yeah, she says I always want to do everything, but I can't help it. When somebody needs something, I just hate to turn them down. I guess I just can't say no.
Uh-huh. Well, Isaac, I agree that may be part of your problem, but I think it goes much deeper than that.
Deeper?
Yes. And I think it's a whole lot more serious, too.
Really? What do you think the problem is?
Well, to put it delicately, I think you're suffering from an illness, Isaac.
An illness? What kind of an illness?
Unless I miss my guess, I think it's chronic procrastinitis.
Chronic procrastinitis.
It's an illness that affects your motor skills, movement and such.
Are you sure I have it?
Unless I miss my guess. Tell me, when a project or an assignment comes your way, do you feel excited about it at first?
Yeah.
But then, as time goes on, you lose interest in it?
Yeah, I do.
And pretty soon the project or the assignment becomes a real drudge that you just don't want to do, so you keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off?
Yes, yes.
And then you start getting panicky and feeling edgy all the time, and you don't enjoy anything, and you just want to snap at everybody?
Yes, that's it exactly. And sometimes even get headaches and stomach aches.
Yep, it's chronic procrastinitis, all right. Sounds like an acute case, too.
I better see a doctor.
Well, you can if you want, but he won't be able to do anything for you. You see, there's no cure.
No cure? How do you know all this?
Because I suffer from it myself.
You do?
Uh-huh. Ever since I was about your age.
Wait a minute. Those symptoms you just described, edginess and headaches and wanting to snap at everybody, you don't have any of those.
Well, no, but...
Oh, come on, Mr. Whitaker. You know something you're not telling. There's a cure, isn't there? What is it, Mr. Whitaker? Please tell me what it is. Please, please,
no,
please.
No, calm down, Isaac. Just calm down. I guess I have to tell you now.
Then tell me. Tell me.
All right, all right. Like I said, there's no cure, but there is a treatment.
A treatment?
Shh. Keep your voice down. Look, we can't do this out here. Let's go upstairs to my office.
Okay, Mr. Whitaker, what's this treatment?
Well, it's an elixir.
An elixir?
A special formula. I was able to get a copy of the recipe, and now I make it up myself. I keep a supply in the desk. You put a teaspoon of this in a glass of water, you drink it down before you start a project. It sees you right through it.
Can I have some, Mr. Whitaker? I'll pay you for it.
Oh, no, Isaac. No, I'd never charge you for something like this. But, yeah, I'm not sure about giving it to you either. I mean, are you sure you want it?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker. I don't want this chronic
procrastinitis.
Yeah. I don't want to be this way, Mr. Whitaker. Please.
All right, Isaac. Take this can. I'll make another one up for myself.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whitaker. I just hope it really does what you say it does.
Well, why don't you test it?
On what? I mean, what project?
Oh, well, I know. What about those drawings you were going to do for Dale Jacobs?
But he said he didn't want them.
All the better. You can see how the formula works on something you don't have to do. Here, I'll mix you up a dose. Get the powder in the glass. And I'll stir it up. Oop, a little more water. Ah, perfect. There you go, Isaac. Bottoms up.
Okay. Tastes lemony.
How do you feel?
I don't know. Wait. Something is happening. Yes. Yes, I think it's starting to work.
Good. Good.
Yes. Now I'm sure it's working. Ha! Where's my sketch pad, Mr. Whitaker? I have some drawing to do.
Isaac?
Come on in, Mr. Whitaker.
You've been going at it pretty hard for the past couple of hours.
I'm almost finished. Just a little more shading, and there.
And just in time. I brought you a visitor.
A visitor?
Hello, Isaac.
Mr. Jacobs.
Whit called and said you were doing some drawings. Mind if I have a look?
Oh, not at all. They're all about space. This one is the launch of the shuttle.
Uh-huh.
And this one is Saturn and its rings.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Now, this is the one I just finished. The Voyager Deep Space Probe.
Yeah, I see.
Well, Dale, what do you think?
I think they're terrific.
Really? Does that mean you want to use them?
If it's all right with you.
If? Of course it's all right.
Well, great. Listen, I gotta get going then and turn them into the art department at the paper.
Thanks, Mr. Jacobs.
It was my pleasure, Isaac. Oh, and one more thing. Next time you do any drawings for us, try to get them in a little earlier, huh?
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye, Dale.
You won't have to worry about that anymore. Bye. Did you hear that, Mr. Whitaker? He wants more drawings.
Congratulations, Isaac.
Thanks. You were right. That formula is great.
Well, it ought to be. I spent months perfecting it. And now it makes the best powdered lemonade in the county, if I do say so myself.
It sure does. The best what?
Lemonade. That's all you drank, Isaac.
But it worked. I mean, if it wasn't real, then how did I draw the pictures?
By doing it. Sitting down and stapling your pants to the chair and finishing. And doing an excellent job, I might add.
But what about the illness? Chronic procrastinitis? Yeah.
It's just a fancy word for plain old laziness, Isaac. There's only one cure for it. Doing your work. And doing it now. Not next month or next week or 2 days from now or even 2 hours from now. Do it right now. Then you can sit back and truly relax or do all the other things you want to do and feel a great sense of satisfaction for a job well done. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Isaac?
Oh, hi, Lucy.
I just saw Mr. Jacobs going out with your drawings. They looked really good.
Thanks. Lucy, Mr. Whitaker told me you want a new partner for the geometry project. And I won't blame you at all if you do choose someone else. I've been a real bonehead lately. But I hope you'll give me another chance.
Well, since Mr. Jacobs did, I don't have much of a choice. Okay, Isaac.
Thanks, Lucy. Well, let's get started. We'll go to the library and I'll get the books we need. And we'll...
Isaac?
Yeah?
Well, I think it's great that you want to get started and everything, but... Can we do it after supper?
Mr. Whitaker?
After supper's fine, Isaac.
Good. Okay, after supper, we'll go to the library and get some books. I know just the ones to get.
In Proverbs 10, verse 4, wise King Solomon wrote, "Lazy hands make a person poor, but hard workers get rich." Next time you feel like putting off doing your work, remember this verse. And what happened to Isaac? There's no excuse for laziness. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.